2:21. Dean Richards for Lisa Dent today on Chicago's Afternoon News. And if only it were as easy as a message in a bottle today. Messages are flying everywhere, electronically, virtually. And that sometimes is not the best thing in the world. It does cause a lot of cyber bullying. It's a problem nationwide and a problem especially in schools. Over on the TV side, WGN Investigate found that it is also happening to certain officials right here in the Chicago area and in Calumet City, to be exact. This harassment is in the form of some text messages that have been blasted out to voters across Cal City. And the three officials in the crosshairs are the city clerk of Calumet City, Inyota Figgs, and also Alderman James Patton and Alderman Monet Wilson. And city clerk Figgs joins us on our telephone line right now. Very nice to have you with us. I'm sorry for the reason that we're talking today. I'm sorry that you've had to endure this. Can you explain how this came to be and, you know, what, how it manifests itself in your life?
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for your empathy and sympathy. The text messages started right after Mayor Jones took office, a little bit after May 1st of 2021. Immediately when he became the mayor, he attempted to take over my office and reduce my duties as the city clerk. And as a result, I, of course, said that he was workplace bullying, and there was a lot of workplace bullying going on. And I went into the park across the street and would not go into the building because there was so much workplace drama and bullying going on. And that's where I received the first text message.
Was this bullying? Was this bullying also going on in person to person?
Oh, yes.
When you walked into the building, in what way?
Yes.
How were you bullied when you walked into the building?
Well, there's a lot of to usurp the duties of an elected official is bullying, to literally just take something from me, the staff, to try to disparage my work. Mm-hmm. Over the years, I've been the city clerk since 2011. Just recently, my email, like today, my email is disabled. I can't work.
Wow.
Because my emails is disabled because I sent an email to the city council regarding an appointed individual that was attempting to intimidate me at meetings on behalf of the mayor. And I sent that email, and he said I was violating Open Meetings Act, and it is the misuse and abuse of emails. And this is like the second time that my email has been disabled. And so I do not have access to the residents. I do not have access to any other local entities or government entities that communicate and operate with me on a daily basis in order to execute my job duties.
Now these texts, are you able to describe to us the manner in which you're being bullied in these texts? I mean, they're not obscene, I would hope, or, you know, anything like that. Not that different kinds of bullying is any better, but can you describe the nature of them? Is it something we can talk about on the radio?
Yeah. One of the text messages that was featured was the one regarding the body count. So to me, that will be considered obscene. To list individuals' body count, to say that was to talk under my clothes is very obscene. So that was the one that was featured, and that was the worst text message. However, the other text messages speak of how I do not do my job, how I do not come into the office, although I don't come into the office because I'm being bullied. And it talks about my salary and the amount of money I make. And text one, if you want the city clerk to make more money because she's asking for more money. Or text two, if you want the city clerk to come to work. And those types of things was in the text messages, you know, just untruths about myself and the salary and how it came about.
When we get text messages here, we know the number it comes from. Do you know the number it comes from?
So it comes from several different numbers. And, of course, when you try to do research yourself, it sends you to a Google message or something that has been created in a false name, a false address someplace else. And so the owner is definitely trying to hide their identity.
What kind of recourse do you have in your town?
Probably really not any. I did reach out to the other local entities, the Cook County State's Attorney's Office, the Attorney General, the Illinois Attorney General. And when I do, and I let him know that I am, when I let Mayor Jones know that, hey, I'm going to report this, he definitely lets me know that he has a relationship with those individuals because he is also a state rep. And being the state rep of the 29th district, he has those relationships. And so one time I actually called the Illinois Attorney General's office and in one morning, and then later on that evening I say, hey, I'm reporting you. You're doing this. This is illegal. And he said, well, yeah, I know you called the Attorney General's office this morning. They're not going to take your complaint. So he threatens me.
Okay, but do you make the complaint? And what happens when you do?
I have made some complaints. I feel like they're going upon deaf ears. I don't think anybody is listening to me at all. And so I have withdrawn, and I try to survive as best as I possibly can at this moment. And other than having and hiring an attorney, but, you know, these things get clogged up in court with court dates, you know, motions and different things like that. So the court system, we really need to handle it outside of the court system. I feel that I don't even feel comfortable going to the local police department, honestly. Yeah. I do not feel comfortable doing that.
WGN Investigates got a response from him, and his quote was, these messages are deplorable, they're despicable, I don't condone them. I have a feeling we haven't heard the last of this. I appreciate you coming on to explain your
Thank
side
you
of
so
it.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Yota Figgs, the Calumet City clerk, who has been a target of these the cyberbullying. Right?
Chicago's very own WGN.